What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Dan, are you there? Okay, let's try Mike in Kentucky. Mike, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on? We're going to go back to Dan.
What?
Dan,
okay,
are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, you're on
are
the
you?
Air. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear an echo, so I'll keep it short. I can hear myself. But I just want to make the point that the mistake they made from the very beginning is saying essential versus non-essential. And I think they should have focused more on enclosed versus non-enclosed. You know, because I think, you know, then all these governors did want to decide what they think is essential or, you know, wouldn't that make more sense to stay at essential, non-essential, stay enclosed? Like, you know, focus on places where people are forced to work close to each other and mitigate that as much as possible.
That's a very good idea because a lot of people got very upset being told that what they do for a living is non-essential.
Yeah, I agree. And like, say a golf course, you know, I'm keeping my distance. Why shouldn't that be open? You know, you're getting good exercise, you're getting sunlight. I think it's essential, but they would say, oh, that's not essential. But and it favors Walmart's, Costco's over all these little businesses. You know, most small retailers could stay open. Just and restaurants maybe make it half capacity like they were starting to do, 50% capacity or something while all this is going on.
Yes.
So I'll just keep it at that point. I thought, you know, and they need to, I think Trump screwed up. He should have ordered making masks, focused more on making people wear gloves and masks, more, but yeah, that was my main point. Not non-essential and essential. Focus more on enclosed spaces. So, all right, thanks. I'll keep. Have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there?
Can you hear me? Now you can
yes,
hear me.
Yes, there you. Now you're on the air.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people puzzling over this and what's really going on. And I'm still kind of puzzling over what really went on and how to look at, you know, 9/11. But you and Claire might should, and this is a pretty interesting thing that I stumbled across, and it's one of those things that's not really talked about in history a whole lot. But I think it would make a great article to do some comparisons. If you've seen the stories coming out of Israel, and I know how kind of you feel about the superior race or whatever you want to call them there, you know, and their superiority complex, but they've been having some of their, I guess, ultra-Orthodox crowd, they've gotten arrested with goats in the trunks of their cars trying to get up to Temple Mount, you know, after Jerusalem was recognized as a capital and all the stuff that Trump went through. He gave them about everything they wanted, which I don't know what president hasn't really, but and there's still a bunch of them in that demographic, we'll say, that was coming after him on impeachment, you know. And in the meantime,
yes,
he's giving them about everything that they want. And so one thing that this coronavirus interrupted, and I'm drawing a parallel here to the events of 363 A.D., and they still went ahead and did it, but they're, you know, so they'd have some bragging rights, I guess. But it's the first time they was able to sacrifice a lamb on Passover inside the old city. But they've set up a altar that looks semi-permanent. It's built out of some stones that can't be moved by human hands, I don't think. It's big enough. And somewhere near, I guess, north of the Dome of the Rock where they think the original Abraham altar might have been. And they wanted really bad to sacrifice a lamb on Temple Mount this Easter Passover, and it didn't happen. So if you go back and look at history, this one Caesar Pope that hated Christianity in 363 A.D. He tried to form an alliance with the remnant of the, I guess, the Sanhedrin, and they tried to start reconstruction of a temple. And there's like four historical accounts. The guy's called Julius the Apostate. And every time they tried to do something, another calamity came at them. I mean, it was like earthquakes, tempests or tornadoes, you know, bad storms and things like that. And finally, I think they dug up, and this points toward validation of some of the New Testament, is they dug up what they thought was the foundation stones, and fire came out of the earth, and that's what finally ran off the workers. But they had, you know, signs of the cross that came down on the workers, and somebody saw a cross in the sky. There's like four different accounts. One of them's by an atheist, and I just stumbled across this a few months ago, and I'm like, well, there's no wonder they don't want this story told, you know? It's kind of one of those things that the mainstream of Christianity probably has not really known about for a very long time, and it was kept out of, you know, these Christians United for Israel's history. And if Claire knows about it, if you don't, I think it'd make a great article for at least the interesting coincidence. Yeah, I think it's an interesting coincidence. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Daniel in North Dakota. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about the guy was saying that, you know, he wanted to organize protests and stuff like that. Well, I happen to have a website called antideepstateparty.com, and if anybody's interested in doing something like that, all they got to do is make a contact to me, and I can set up a calendar event or anything, and I'd be happy to do that for you guys. I'm a longtime listener. I love listening to the guys here, but that's pretty much about what I had to say.
All right, well, thank you for the kind offer there, and what was that website one more time?
It's called antideepstateparty.com.
Antideepstateparty.com. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I sent you something the other day. I hope you had a chance to look at it. It was an article in Conservative Review which summarized the results of investigations of SARS-2 corona infections, and then also the number of infections of COVID-19, and based on far larger random samples than we've had so far. And what they've showed so far, and these are studies that were investigated, that were conducted by Stanford University, Rockefeller
yes.
University, researchers at Oxford. So you're not talking about people who are pulling numbers out of the air. And what they found is that the number of infections is far, far, far greater than reported. Now, the result of what that means is that lowers the death to infection ratio from something up above 2-3% down to something closer to 0.1 to 0.12%, in line with common variants of influenza.
Yes.
And I read that, and I checked all the links. I went to each one of the links. I was impressed by that. I was impressed by the studies, and by the people who conducted the studies. And it may be infuriated, because it makes me realize here that what's happening is that we're not being told the whole truth about what's going on. For some reason or other, government does not want you to know how many people are actually infected, because they want to have a much higher mortality ratio than I think we really have. And that, I think, is because they're looking for some reason to gain control, to exert control over a population. They're turning this place into a gulag, Mike. And I think we're getting to the point at which people are just about ready to rebel.
I would agree with you
on
that
last point. If they knew these figures, I think they would rebel.
I think what the government is trying to do is trying to make it look like they were close in their original estimates as to how bad the pandemic was going to be. Because it just flat out isn't. And they overreacted clearly. They did the lockdowns and the mask and all the rest of this stuff. And frankly, I think any objective observer is going to say they were basically idiots in the way that they handled this whole thing. So they're trying to save face by ginning up a bunch of numbers which justify what they did.
Right, right. Now, if you look at the Anthony Fauci's numbers that he reported early on, as many as 2.2 million deaths, and then this has been dropping since. And I had an interesting discussion with a friend of mine today, a petroleum engineer. We were talking about some modeling issues, and we got into this matter of estimating or reporting numbers. And he cited, and he's exactly right, he said there are standard deviations. And he said the media will report something as high as 2.2 million, but he says, is that on the third standard deviation or what? In other words, it's on the far, far end of a collection of data.
Probability curve.
On a probability curve. So it's way out to say the third standard deviation, which puts you out something above the 99th percentile. Now, if the media are reporting, say, 2.2 million, but they're not telling you where it lies with on that probability distribution line, they are absolutely not telling you the truth. For some reason or other, government does not want people to know this. And I was just when I read these investigations, the summaries of the investigations, I checked the sources. It was just infuriated because really it underscored what I already suspected. But the data and these studies really underscore that. The numbers are coming out of California now that support that.
Yes.
And other places. For example, they cited the Roosevelt aircraft carrier and then the Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier from France. Thousands of men on those carriers, many of them infected, one death, both carriers.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a good microcosm of what you would expect in society at large. To see the mortality ratio drop to, say, 0.1 to 0.12% after you factor in all of the other infections that were not previously reported are out there, ought to make you furious as hell.
Yeah.
I'd like to get some more discussion about this from other people. I mean, I can't stand living in this gulag. It's a place that only people like Dustin could love. It's just making me furious.
Now let's all go easy on poor Dustin, okay? I mean, he's got to be feeling kind of bruised up right about now.
Well, he needs to latch on to some real numbers before he starts telling other people that we need to lock ourselves up for another couple, 3 months. This is, it's uncalled for.
Well, finding those real numbers, that's the hard part.
Well, I think the real numbers are starting to dribble out, but the government and the press are not trying to report. They're not reporting them, but they're out there. Mm-hmm. I have no reason to believe that Stanford Medical School wants to report false numbers, or the Rockefeller University, or Oxford, or this university in Germany, or the hospitals that are conducting these investigations. So the numbers are there, but they're just not being reported. Anyway, Mike, good call. Good show today.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. Hello, Milton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello, Michael. I wanted to say you were saying, or people were saying about the second wave possibly coming.
Yes.
And I say enough's enough, okay? This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And that's the time to prove it if they pull it a second time. And I'm talking about rebellion, just as the gentleman just spoke before me. Enough's enough. Right now we're all hiding like a bunch of chickens, you know, forgetting, you know, we got something to stand up for. Your turn.
Okay. Well, I don't like the idea of rebellion or civil unrest or rioting, but I can certainly see where the American population is being pushed in that direction. And there's a part of me that actually celebrates all the people who are getting out there and protesting on the lockdowns, because I think the lockdowns were an overreaction. I don't think the numbers of ill and the numbers of deaths justified that kind of attack upon, first of all, our freedoms, and second of all, our economy.
Yeah, I know. I speak to a lot of people, you know, Facebook and all, and it's in the air, definitely. You know, it's getting to the point, enough's enough. And pretty much, I just wanted to get it off my shoulder, because it's coming. It's going to come. It's a terrible thing, but it's going to come.
Okay.
My dad, your dad, our families, and all fought for this freedom, and we need to carry it on. Okay, thank you, Mike, for the time.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Anyway, California is going to give immigrants ineligible for the stimulus money cash payments. Think about how crazy things are out there in California. Now, don't get me wrong. When I lived in California, I loved it. A lot of interesting stuff going on there, but I would not move back there now. I really wouldn't here. California's massive $125 million illegal immigrant stimulus is partially funded by Mark Zuckerberg. Now, Governor Newsom announced this massive cash payout for illegal immigrants in California that would consist of a public-private partnership. The gross total of the illegal alien stimulus will amount to $125 million, of which $70 million will be paid for by taxpayers who are legal United States residents. The other $50 million will consist of private funds from various pro-mass immigration special interests under the banner of the California Immigrant Resilience Fund. So you have these billionaires who are out there who are spending their money to open up this country to illegal immigrants. And I hit that word hard, illegal. Okay? The problem isn't immigration. The problem is illegal immigration. You can't just walk up to the border and step across and get all kinds of free stuff. Well, actually, you can. That's the problem. If you were to go down to the border with Mexico and step across that border, what do you think is going to happen? Hi, welcome to Mexico. Have free stuff? Heck no, you go to jail. If you want to be fair, we should have an immigration policy at the Mexico border that matches that of Mexico itself. I'd be perfectly happy with that. Okay, Chinese-owned Smithfield Foods has shuttered two more meat processing plants in Missouri and Wisconsin after a massive coronavirus outbreak closed the South Dakota factory, threatening the American food supply chain. The other day we were over at Walmart, as I mentioned, we were looking for a chest freezer. They're sold out of those, like toilet paper. That's gone. Mexico has been downgraded to just one notch above junk on imminent severe recession. And apparently things are not going well down there. Fitch downgraded Mexico from BBB to BBB minus, which is the lowest rating above junk. Because of the rating agency writes, the economic shock represented by the coronavirus pandemic will lead to severe recession in Mexico in 2020. So it's hitting everybody. Okay, this happened last week, but it's worth mentioning again. Apparently, up in Canada, which has gun control, a gunman disguised as a cop killed 16 people in Canada's worst mass shooting, including a mother of two. Oh. I guess the pressures are getting there. All right, let's talk a little bit about computers. China has started developing their own operating system, and they're doing it to sort of wean the country off of Windows, out of concern that Microsoft Windows is rife with spyware, that the U.S. government has backdoored it. And so Union Tech is ramping up work on its UOS Linux distribution by recruiting 5,000 people to work on it and using Chinese-made chips. China's homegrown operating systems haven't made much a dent in the global stage. Now there's a Linux-based system that's aimed at weaning the country off of Windows. UOS, or Unified Operating System, hit a new milestone after its first stable release in January. Union Tech's OS can now boot in 30 seconds on China-made chips. That would be interesting to look at, see how that's doing. Okay, here's an interesting little article, and it came out of News at Yahoo. Oh, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about this story where NASA has discovered another Earth, or at least that's the claim there. And the newly found world is called Kepler-1649c. It's 300 light years away from Earth, orbits a star that is about 1/4 the size of our sun. And astronomers have determined this planet, it's nearly the same size as Earth. And it orbits in its star's so-called habitable zone, where liquid water could exist on its surface and liquid water could support life. Well, this is where our species chauvinism is starting to show here. Because in order for life to evolve, you need a liquid medium, but it doesn't have to be water. There could very easily be life in those methane lakes on Titan. And if I were head of NASA, I would definitely be lobbying for a soft lander and a rover on Titan that would take a look and see if there's something swimming around in those lakes. Anytime you have a liquid medium, even liquid sodium, you can have the possibility of life. You can't rule it out. But everyone's obsessing with finding life as we know it. But life as we know it is probably just a tiny, tiny fraction of what's out there. And I do wish that we would sort of enlarge our horizon, if you will, and realize that life can occur in all kinds of forms, with all kinds of liquid medium. Okay. This story kind of upset me a little bit. There's this Harvard professor, who's a professor of law and director of Harvard Law School's Child Advocacy Legal Clinic, is out there saying that there should be a presumptive ban on homeschooling. And he claims it promotes white supremacy. And in the essay goes in there and says, you know, homeschooling's unregulated. Those parents, they're teaching their children stuff that we may not approve of. Well, they are the parents. Parents do have a right to decide what their children know and do not know, I think. Me silly. All right, we're now in the sixth year since the start of the Flint water crisis. And apparently, Vice published an astounding exclusive report on how Rick Snyder, the Republican who served as Michigan's governor from 2011 to 2019, knew about Flint's toxic water and lied about it. Now, the report is based on a year and a half investigation, comes almost 6 years after an emergency manager appointed by Snyder switched Flint's water supply from Detroit's system to the Flint River to save a little bit of money. And since that move on April 25th, 2014, city residents have endured health consequences resulting from a deadly Legionella pneumophila bacterial outbreak and exposure to heavy metals and cancer-causing contaminants because the water from the Flint River had its own acids in it, which were leaching heavy metals out of the water supply, out of the pipes. So not only are the people sick, the water system has to be replaced at some point. Okay. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. We actually ran out of talking points for a change. All righty, let's pull up a few things here. Apparently, there is a nationwide 9mm ammunition shortage. A lot of people are getting very, very nervous about that. And a lot of people are concerned about food shortages. Apparently, Tyson just closed one of their pork plants, the nation's largest. And this is something we're not really seeing on the corporate media, where they're talking about the possibility that there's going to be a food shortage. Now, I'm not one to encourage hoarding, but having a little extra might not be a bad idea. I know that the big box stores like Costco and Sam's Club were selling these emergency food kits of freeze-dried food. And that might be worth picking up. And granted, it's not fine dining. It's survival food. But it might be nice to have, along with storable water. Okay, let's see. We're taking a look here. Apparently, the House is now voting on the latest coronavirus stimulus bill, and I'm not seeing any results on that yet. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says workers should boycott the reopening of the economy, and basically saying don't go back to work when it all opens up. And I was mentioning that in that phone call. What happens if we develop this social inertia of people just sitting at home and saying, I like sitting at home. I like getting money mailed to me. Why can't we just go on doing this? Now, it's not an image of the American people that I would be very pleased with, but human nature is human nature is human nature is human nature. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. I think the people in this country, especially your new listeners, and I've heard a lot of, well, maybe they're not new, but they finally decided to call in and stuff. And they all seem to be very optimistic about what's going on here. I want these people to know there is absolutely no way they can walk this back with any kind of government trust after this. Oops, we made a mistake. Let's reopen this. And then look at all the people that cannot go back to work, all the people that are failing right now. Look at all the food that's lost. Let's cover this real quick. Every single casino in Las Vegas is toast. Everything in Reno is toast. Now, I know the Vegas mayor is trying to get them to open it back up. She was on CNN. I get that. But think of all the buffets and all the different things that has to do with food. And I'm going with food here specifically because not only the casinos, but look at all the restaurants that have been shut down completely. And so all this food is drying up, rotting. They can't even give it away. They're dumping it out. Yeah. They're getting rid of it. And we've already been hit seriously by the rains from last year and the tornadoes and all this different stuff that went on that devastated our crops. And you were saying last year, before this even happened, that we were going to have a shortage in food. Look what they've done now. There's onions, tomatoes. All this stuff is just rotting on the ground because I told you the last time I called, there's... this guy owns an onion farm. He gets 360 trucks a day filling up with onions to get out of there. He's down to 122, and it's probably lower. I haven't checked with him since. So, I mean, and there's onions on the ground. It looks like a levee trying to hold water back. Okay, regardless of what you think, so many of your foods, processed or not processed, has onion in it. You're not going to have onion for much longer. The people in Africa are hitting really hard because this went there too, and I'm pretty sure the globalists made sure it hit them there because that's the main place we want to kill people because they were already starving in the first place. Over a million people have died in Africa so far of starvation. So I want people to get a grip on what's going on here. This isn't something that's going to pass. This is not going away. This is their mark. They cannot walk this back. Will you ever trust government again if they come out and say, oh, April Fools? No.
No.
Nobody, they can't walk it back. There's no trust factor whatsoever. They have no choice but to continue to go forward with this. And this slow motion reopening, let us see what it is, because we're never going to get back to what we were, and we're still going to ration food because they destroyed the food, the whole trail of our food. They destroyed that. They destroyed truckers. The truckers, they can load up all the onions and all the tomatoes and all the lettuce they want, but they got no place to take it to. So we've totally destroyed our entire food system, and we're still sitting here as though as if, well, we're talking political, like, well, this is the Democrats against the Republicans, and Donald Trump's still playing that 5G chess, and this has nothing to do with political anymore. The people above our political system are the ones who've been wanting to do this to us for years and years and years, and they happen to be connected to the Jewish Foundation, the Zionist Jews. You don't see anybody in Congress. We saw Nancy Pelosi on some stupid news show or a comedy show, and she showed what she had in her freezer, several different kinds of chocolate and several different kinds of ice creams, like Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. You see what I'm saying? She was laughing and giggling, like, this doesn't bother them. They're well-stocked. They got plenty of stuff. And all these other people that are out there saying, this too will pass. It's not going to pass. You know how many? I'm one of those people that I don't have an income. I was remodeling a house, and now the guy is so scared of COVID-19, I don't have nothing to do, and he's not bringing me food, he's not bringing me water, I have to go and meet neighbors and stuff to get what I need. I was prepared for it mentally, but I wasn't prepared for it physically. I was a traveling worker. So I got a big problem going on here, but I'll tell you straight up, I've been studying this stuff for several years, and this is not going to, they cannot walk this back. I don't care who thinks that it's a real virus. The virus is a cover. I'm sure there is a virus, but it's nowhere near as deadly as they said it was, and it did not warrant shutting down the entire nation, or the world for that matter, to get a handle on it. This is a pre-planned thing. It's called the New World Order, or One World Government. I don't care. Give it a name. These people are going for what they want. They believe we're overpopulated, and oh, that Hunger Games movie? That was quite a show for you, because that's kind of what's going to go on here. I don't know if we're going to have to go out and compete for our food, or they're just going to let us die. However, either way you look at it, you cannot walk this back. They cannot walk this back and still have trust in government. Well, it'll be anarchy if they walk this back, because nobody's going to ever believe the government again. And we keep getting all these Trump sympathizers like, oh, he got took him by surprise. You're the president, dude. If you don't know what the hell's going on, then what the hell are you doing as president? You know what I'm saying? There's no sympathy for Donald Trump. He's a Zionist Jew, just like all the rest of them that are doing this to us. And he's playing that role. He's that puppet. He's that actor. And he's walking us through this so that we all stay sympathetic. And maybe you got your QAnon guys. Holy crap, that worked really well for all these people. All these people who believe in QAnon, that worked extremely well for what's going on right now, because they walked everywhere. Don't worry, if they decide that you have to be locked down and stuff and there's a blackout or whatever, don't worry. It's all part of the plan. Trust the plan. Oh, how many millions of people are following this knucklehead? Whoever he might be, and he's probably some dude from the CIA's office going, we got him now. And they're still playing it. You get on the internet, they're still playing this thing. They actually think children are being rescued from underneath Central Park and the tunnels of L.A. and whatnot. Well, maybe some people did rescue them, but that has nothing to do with starving. This lockdown is going to kill far more than the coronavirus could have possibly even thought of killing. especially when it comes to food. And we're about to see what's going on. And these food banks and stuff, they're running very low and stuff. They're running very low, and people are going there daily because you can come in there and get a box daily, and you got. I've seen lines on the internet. I've seen some lines of these people. They go for miles, and they circle around in these huge parking lots, and you get up there, and you get one little box, and you wait for 4 or 5 hours to get that one little box, and it's enough to feed your four-person family for a day, and it's all over with. That's it. You're done. Now you got to go get in line again. So that's your new job. Your new job is to go set in a food line. This is worse than 1929. This is worse than the Great Depression. This is far worse than that because they destroyed our food channel, our food ladder, if you will, years before by not reducing the water in the levees and stuff. Instead, they flooded out the plains. They grew our crops and stuff. They've been doing this for years. People really need to do the research. This is the plan. This is not going to be walked back. Nobody's going to fix this for you but you. And if you don't have a survival garden going, and I don't. I've got one started, but it might be too late. If you don't have this, your food is going to be growing, but other people will eat it because you'll die of starvation before you can get to it. People don't understand the urgency of what's going on right now. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible emergency. 9/11 doesn't have nothing on this. Okay, because we only lost nearly 3,000 people in them buildings and then 3,000 more or 8,000 more, whatever, when we went to war and stuff. So we're looking at 11,000 there. We're talking about millions that are going to starve here, Mike.
Well, yeah, it's looking very grim right now, and my concern is, you know, given enough hunger, people will start eating people. We used to have a joke, you know, when we lived in Hawaii, if they ran out of Spam 3 weeks later, you know, we'd be eating the tourists.
I'll tell you what, Spam is a good thing to have right now. You got any kind of canned meat, hang on to that.
Yeah,
eat all your perishables first and then go for those things that are non-perishable. But I'll tell you what, eat it skimpingly. Eat one meal a day. If you don't have very much food, eat one meal a day. Even if your stomach growls, know that you got some food in your belly today, but certainly find a way to get some clean water. You last a lot longer with water than you do with food. You can lose up to 30% of your body weight before you actually starve to death. But you can only go three, maybe 4 days of the strongest hydrated person without water. So and at this point, it doesn't even matter if your municipal water system has fluoride and everything in it. You still need the water. Drink the damn thing before they turn it off. And I've watched some videos of people that are very credible, and stuff has been happening the way that they said it. And so I'm inclined to believe that eventually they're going to turn off our electricity and our water too. So, and this is just extreme. At this particular point, people are going to be like, oh, he's paranoid. No, I'm not paranoid. I've been studying this stuff since 2008. Okay, since they stole my business with the housing bubble. Yeah, I've been studying why this has happened. So I want to know what's going on, and I figured it out. And this is part of the plan. And what's really funny is they made it very obvious that this was a flop. So they're arrogant, and they've been arrogant. 9/11 was very visible that it was a flop. Once you got a grip on what happened with 9/11, you're like, God, these guys did this. And that's what got me thinking. So, I mean, at this particular point, I think people just need to stand up and do what they need to do. If you've got a business, get out there and open it. If you don't have a business, go out and encourage people that do have businesses to open it. And help them any way they can. Let's get as many businesses as we can possibly get open and just go beyond this thing. We got to do something. And we got to help our farmers out. We got to find a way to get those onions off the ground before they all go bad. We got to find a way to get the watermelons picked up, all the tomatoes picked up. We got to find a way to do it. We got to link with these people. And I've already talked to the onion guy. He says there's no way of getting this stuff to even the food banks and stuff, simply because there's no need for that many onions. He could get a very small amount to the onions. It would cost him more to get the onions to the food banks than he could possibly even afford to do. So at his own detriment, he could deliver his stuff to food banks and stuff. This is ridiculous. People think that this is some sort of joke and they're going to come out of it. Only the people who have plenty of food to survive on and they can still get to the store and their shelves are still full, those people are doing just fine. everybody else that doesn't, like for myself, and I'm not crying here, I'll figure a way out. But all these people around me, all my friends and stuff that I've met around this neighborhood that I'm at, they all think this is all a pushover. They really think it's the Democrats going after Donald Trump. Democrats are willing to kill millions upon millions of people to get Donald Trump unelected. I don't think so, especially when you look at who Donald Trump is. Bailed out twice by the very bankers that run our country. You don't get to be a billionaire two times in a row without stepping on or owing somebody something. Correct?
Correct.
So okay. People got to look at this, Mike. They got to look at this the right way. I'll let you go here. People got to look at this the right way and in the right format. Just because you ain't hurting now doesn't mean you won't hurt 6 months from now or a week from now or 2 years from now. But you're going to hurt, and the pressure's on. Anyway, thank you so much, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Boss in the Netherlands. Hello, Boss. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's Bass.
Hi.
Boss.
It's Bass.
First,
okay.
I heard some misconceptions about my country in this show, for example. We would be a tolerant country. Well, that's a shill pitch. We are not tolerant. It's to get tourists to Amsterdam. At the moment, they're closing some neighborhoods for Airbnb, for example, and they rebranded tolerant to welcome to the Netherlands or something different from tolerant. I hear the basic income, which was also an issue in my country for a while, also in the other European countries, and it's basically cutting costs on overhead. If you give away money for free to people, you don't have the civil servants to manage, to do investigations, stuff like that. And then the Nexit. Netherlands will not do a referendum on leaving the EU, because the Netherlands is one of the founders of the EU by the Benelux, and later the EEG, and then the European Union. I want to talk about the benefits of the coronavirus. Because everybody is so negative, there's also positive sides to this. People are noticing that when companies make profit, they keep it. When they lose money, it's dumped on the people. It's one of the examples.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, you're here.
Yeah, I didn't hear you. So I was looking at my cellular connection. And then we have those countries in South Europe, like France,
yes,
Spain, Italy. They have been spending like crazy, like there's no tomorrow. My country has a fair, balanced sheet. We had our surplus, so we reduced the state debt. And now the countries like Spain and France, Italy want Eurobonds. And correctly, our Minister of Finance, he prevented that. Today they agreed on some package like 540 billion to hand out to those countries. But even Macron, Prime Minister of France, he was playing the Holocaust card last week. We were not being solidar with the French by not giving them Eurobonds, and he was playing the Holocaust card. It was like it was all 1933 again. Nationalism. And I think one of the benefits will be that the whole of the European Union and also the euro will just implode. What I see around me is the implosion of capitalism.
Yes.
Okay. So I will leave you with that. It's like 10 to midnight. Tomorrow is a working day. And we have an intelligent lockdown. We have a 6 feet society. We have a 6 feet economy. I can go to work. I work outside. After work, I go to the beach. I lie down, have some sun, and just enjoy the weekend. It's not like in Spain where they just lock down everybody in their houses. So we are really lucky. We can buy our way out. But those countries which are in poor condition already, those are the people getting the full load. And including the countries in, countries like Asia, our suppliers of clothing, electronics, they're not getting the orders like before. So they will also be hit very hard. But not just our Western world.
Okay, well, Beth, I have to let you go. We got to take a commercial break.
All right.
When we come back after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. You know, that caller, two callers back, he was just, you know, another doomsday guy. I mean, he's sitting here. And then he brings Trump into it. Well, do you think they'd be? No, of course they wouldn't be after Trump. Every governor has opposed Trump when he tried to get the economy back to work. And all these governors have either banned or stopped the hydroxychloroquine when it could be serving people. We've seen what Cuomo's done. We've seen what the jackass in California, Newsom's done. Oh, no, it wouldn't be the Democrats. Where's this guy at? I've been studying this for years, too, and I don't know what playbook he's coming out of. You know, it's ridiculous for him to sit there and say that. Yeah, are we in tough times? Of course we're in tough times, and they put us here. But, Michael, you ever recall this this character or in the book, and I think it was Atlas Shrugged, The Men of the Mines?
Yes.
And what happened when the Men of the Mines got back together after all this other stuff went down? I don't believe it was a doomsday atmosphere, because we got what we've always got. We've had a creative, industrious, ingenious people. And this running around panicking and everything's doomed, you know what? Take those onions and send them to Europe where they need them. People still need food. I mean, what's this guy talking about? He's worried about the onions? People need food, and people will find ways to cultivate food. You know, this may be a blessing that happens to us, because maybe people will get off their can and they'll start creating and doing something and be industrious members of society. You know what I mean? Maybe we need something like the WCC or the whatever the program was that Roosevelt brought about, and they finally fixed, you know, the roads and fixed parks and everything like that.
They built dams.
Who's to say? Pardon me, sir?
They built dams.
Yeah, and if we didn't ever need those right now, look at California. So, I mean, this just sitting here and saying, oh, my God, you know, get your spam out. And, you know, I mean, it's nice to be prepared, but let's not get crazy, because that's what they're doing. They're getting so crazy, they got everybody locked in their houses. But, you know, we've never relied on them. We've never needed them, except for a small segment of government ever relies on them. You know, all throughout history, it's been the American spirit, the American ingenuity, the American creativity that have gotten us through everything. It's never been government. So I want to see people go back to that. Just running around and, you know, it's, yeah, there's going to be debt. There's going to be, you know, all kinds of things. But that's how it is. And we've always had this debt. Let's face it anyway. When was the last time we didn't have debt, Mike, in the 20s?
Last time we didn't have debt goes back to Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, 1820s. I don't know, but it's been a while, you know. So, I mean, we've always had debt. Now, you know, we might have to come up, who knows, we might need another dollar. I mean, at one time they used sticks for currency. Who knows what they're going to come up with. But this, all the time, throw it in and they're in charge and there it is. I'll tell you what, you get enough people out here pissed off and we're going to be in charge. And we're starting to see that with these protests. So let's let that set in. Let's get off our cans and get active. Let's get some ingenuity going. And let's see what we can do instead of every day said, oh, my God, and the food is going to, you know what? Send that food to Europe, and the food we need here, keep it here. You know, and
okay,
let's
Miles,
get off of this. And let's start thinking of what we can do.
Miles, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the program. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.